we are taught that to look at ourselves, to think about ourselves is selfish, right? We are completely indoctrinated in every way to be in service to others, to over-deliver for others, to over-own for others, to take care of others, right? Everything that we have been taught is about what we do for other people. Very rarely have we been taught it's okay to really feel into what you want for yourself.
I'm Sonia Statman, and you're listening to The Feminine Lens. Over the last 20 years, I've had the honor to work with thousands of women around the globe in self-development, in leadership, and in business. Being in the trenches with women has taught me that we have to stop seeing ourselves and the world through the patriarchal lens. I've spent my life helping women look through a new lens, a feminine lens, a lens that honors our innate worth and wisdom, a lens that empowers us with more wealth and freedom. The Feminine Lens is designed to challenge you. It will change what you think and what you know, but it will help you reclaim yourself. And that is the way we change the world. Ready? Let's do this. Hi, and welcome back to The Feminine Lens. So today we're starting a new topic. And so if you've been following The Feminine Lens so far, every month we're going to dive into topics and talk about them from multiple viewpoints, which I think is really important. And it allows us to go deeper into the topics. So I decided that for this month, we're going to explore the topic of desire and vision. Now, why did I choose this? Well, January and the new year is a great time for exploring what we want to create. Right? So this is a typical time where we might start to explore our vision, what we want to create for this year, what we want to feel. And I feel like there's a lot of misunderstanding around how to create our vision and even around the importance of desire in creating our vision. So through the patriarchal frameworks that we have experienced throughout our lives, we've kind of been taught one way of setting goals, right? One way of creating a vision. And it's very masculine. It is strategic. SMART goals are a part of that. It's measurable. It's calculated. It's planning. It's logical. These are all things that are very masculine. But there is a very different way to create what we want. And that's what we're going to explore this month. So today I thought I would do a little bit of a foundation setup, and then we've got some really exciting conversations throughout the rest of the month. I'm really looking forward to it. So desire is actually a very important topic. And I think we don't talk enough about desire. I have done a lot of work with my clients on desire, a lot of work in, you know, the world around desire. And it's really interesting when women start to explore what desire means to them. So often, our desire, what we claim as our desire, is actually tied into what we have either been taught or what we have been told to desire. And so much of our desires are actually tied into someone else's, right? So we desire something for our family. We desire something for our partner. We desire something so that we'll get, you know, praise by our boss. We desire something so that we get praise by our partners or by the world, or so we can get validation, or so that we can be worthy, right? There's all these ways in which our desires aren't coming from the right place. And we're not actually tapping into even what I would call desire. So desire is this really important topic because it is our superpower, right? And this is not just women, but women especially have this amazing connection to this superpower. And when we tap into our true desires, we're unstoppable, like really. And we have so much more energy and momentum and excitement and fuel to create. When we aren't tapping into our real desires, that's when we get exhausted. That's when we struggle to create. That's when we keep hitting glass ceilings. That's when we, you know, can't create. So if you find that you're one of those people that sets a lot of goals, that goes after a lot of things, but doesn't quite create it, doesn't ever quite get to the finish line, well, this is a good exploration in terms of asking yourself, what do you really desire?
right? Is what you're going after, is your goals actually what you desire? So we have been really indoctrinated and suppressed in this area. And I've seen it time and time again, like talking with women over the years. I find that a lot of women haven't really even asked themselves what they desire. It's fascinating, right? It seems like such a simple thing. And how often do people ask us what we want? Or how often do we ask ourselves, what do I want? Right? These are questions that are familiar, but most of the time we don't allow ourselves the time and space to sink in and ask myself, like, what do I really, really want? What is something I desire? I think this is going to be a really cool topic for a lot of people because I don't think they've gone deep enough to really explore and understand what they desire. Now, I want to talk a little bit about why desire and vision are very linked in terms of a topic. So no vision of yours will be aligned if your true desire is not clear. And so this is what happens. It's like we have a surface desire, or we have a desire that comes from a wound, which I'll talk about in a second, or we have someone else's desire, right? Someone's told us what we should desire. And so then we create our vision based on that misaligned desire, based on something we don't even really feel. And all of a sudden we find ourselves in a life, in a business, in a role that is completely misaligned, in a relationship, right? All of these ways we find ourselves in something and we're totally misaligned. The vision is not fulfilling us. The vision is not creating desire in us. It is not helping us feel alive, right? Or feel like we have that core desire that we were searching for. So we might accomplish everything we thought we wanted, and then we get there and none of it feels aligned, right? Then usually when someone comes to me and they're very misaligned, one of the first things I look at is, what do you actually desire? And so there's some interesting things about desire, at least the way that I define it. So desire is not something for someone else. It's not impact for others. It's not serving others. It actually has nothing to do with other people. It's 100% for you. And I think this is one of the reasons why women struggle with really owning and looking at their desire, is because we are taught that to look at ourselves, to think about ourselves, is selfish, right? We are completely indoctrinated in every way to be in service to others, to over-deliver for others, to over-own for others, to take care of others, to manage others, right? Everything that we have been taught is about what we do for other people. Very rarely have we been taught it's okay to really feel into what you want for yourself. And I know, having done this work personally for a long, long time, because of that indoctrination, I still feel guilty when I think about what I want for myself. Now, I know better than to follow those feelings, but they still come up. They still surface. And that's because it's very systemic in the way that we're taught to serve others. And so this is one of the reasons why a lot of us haven't tapped into our desire, is because we've never given ourselves permission to be selfish, right? Permission to really feel what we want and need. And that's why this is so very important. So that's a really important piece of this, that, you know, just recognizing that true desire is not for someone else. It's purely for the satisfaction and enjoyment of yourself. And, you know, the other thing about desire is it's really a fuel. There is this really powerful, you know, way that desire fuels us. It gives us momentum. It gives us motivation. Now, I've worked a lot with women and motivation and women and momentum, right? And so many people that I've worked with, they come into one of my programs and they've got goals and they've got visions and they tell me what they want to create, but they have no motivation to actually create it. Right? There's no momentum backing that idea they have about what they want. And every single time, what I usually get to is that that's not really what they desire. Someone has told them to want that. Someone has told them that's what you do. You want money, or you want success, or you want more clients, or you want, like, we've been indoctrinated that this is what you should want. And so they've followed that course. They've created those goals. They've created that vision. They've pretended to themselves that this is what they want to create. But the desire, the fuel, the energy is not there. And so then guess what? They get exhausted trying to create it. They put tons of effort into it, or they just give up, right? They don't put any effort into it. Either way, they don't have the motivation and momentum to create. And so this is, you know, again, why desire is such an interesting thing. So when someone comes to me, or when you're exploring this yourself, you can look at, you know, what do I want? And then if something comes up, you have to ask yourself, would I do whatever it takes to create that, right? Would I go all in? Because the real desires will do anything to create them. It's pretty powerful. So desire is internally motivated. So that's another important point of like a real desire from what I would call a false desire or a shallow desire, is that desire is very internally motivated. It's not externally motivated. So when we are externally motivated to, you know, succeed, to check things off our list, to get someone to validate us, right? To get someone to tell us we're okay, to get someone to love us. When we're externally motivated in that way, those desires are what I would call wound desires. So we have an internal wound that we're trying to, you know, relieve, that we're trying to fix, that we're trying to heal. And so in, you know, our process of desiring, our real desire is to get rid of that wound, right? It's not the desire for the love or the desire for the validation or the desire for more clients, the desire for success. It's usually just a desire to get rid of that wound. But those are wound desires, not true desires. True desires are deeper. They're beyond wounds. They're things that feel pleasant to us. When you have a real desire and you sit in it, there's a pleasantness about it, right? There's an energetic feeling around it. And Laura and I are going to talk more about the energetics of desire and the body sensations of desire, because I think that will be helpful in giving you some reference points. But I just want to remind you right now that desire is internally motivated. And, you know, real desires are expansive. Real desires are exciting. They have an energy to them. We feel them. And also real desires are broad, right? So I'm not going to have a desire to have 10 clients, right? I'm going to have maybe a desire for freedom, or I might have a desire for stability, or I might have a desire for peace, right? I just want to feel peace. Right? Those are more true desires. So hopefully that gives you some reference points and some things to explore when you're looking at desire. And so one really important aspect to this whole conversation, and I actually talk about this in several of the conversations this month, is you need to create time and space for this work. If you're really going to explore your desire, and you want it to be true, and you want to make sure you're creating your vision and your goals for 2021 through that desire, right? From that desire, so that you're springing from the right place. The way to do that is you've got to create some space to explore. And I guess, you know, this is partly that feminine and masculine lens. You know, the masculine lens is about calculation. So you sit down, you decide what you want to create, you've calculated, you're done. But the feminine lens allows for truth. It allows for knowing. It allows for intuition. It allows for things to drop in that sometimes takes time to evolve or sometimes takes time to unfold. So this is a process that you shouldn't rush. I mean, one of the things I've done for my clients is I created a 14-day audio course for them to be able to explore their vision. And the 14 days helps them really sit down and feel their desire, unfold it, go deeper into that each of the 14 days. So, you know, and this can take a month, right? There's no sort of linear process when you're really exploring your desires. Now, why is this important and what's the benefit of that? If you take the time and you allow yourself to go deep enough to really feel what you truly desire, and you build your vision from that, you are going to create it. That's the bottom line. If desire, true desire, is fueling your goals, you will manifest them. And the reason that often we don't manifest our goals is because they are not connected to our desire. This is how important it is, right? I've been through this so many times because I've done so much deep work with women over the years that I've watched the process of what happens when it finally clicks in, right? When women finally click into that place where they get their desire. And I watch what happens to their business and their career and their relationships and their life when that desire drops in, when they feel what it feels like to have a real desire, when they create from that desire, their whole life unfolds. Magic. It is absolutely magic. That's how important this process is. And you've got to give yourself the time and the space to create that. So I thought I would give you all a little example of why it's important to make sure you have your desire clear first. You want to have the context of the desire. So I do a lot of work around kind of understanding what your core desire is, what I would call your impulse is, which is kind of like what you were born with. So, you know, throughout your life, you know, you've had an impulse, and some people might call that life purpose. I don't like to use those words because I think they're just a bit too masculine. They kind of have in it this idea that you're not there yet, right? Like you can fulfill your life purpose when you get to this place, or, you know, you're not quite at your potential yet. Well, I don't like that framework. So for me, it's about an impulse. From day of birth, you had an impulse. You brought into this lifetime an impulse. And throughout your life, that impulse has shown up. So you've already been living it. Maybe not consciously and maybe not deliberately. Maybe you've had suppression of that impulse, but that impulse is there and it's always like waiting to be acknowledged, right? Or it's coming up in your subconscious, or it's coming out in ways that you can't even really label. But what's great is that once you recognize that impulse, once you define it, once you understand it, then you can design everything in your life, your business, your career, your relationships, your schedule, literally everything to serve that desire. But I think, you know, and to serve that impulse. But I think we don't really understand how that works. So I was going to share with you that I've spent a lot of time asking myself what I want in my life. And for a long time, I didn't go deep enough into the context of what that desire was. So for so long, I thought, you know, my core desire was freedom. I wanted freedom, right? I think a lot of women, when I ask them what they want, sometimes they say money, sometimes success, you know, some of those surface levels. As we go deeper, there's kind of this bottom line, which is freedom. So I thought, okay, that's mine. Like, I really want freedom. I crave freedom. I love freedom. But I didn't go deep enough to really get the context around that. What does freedom actually mean to me? What does that actually look like? What's the flavor of that? And so for years and years, I went after freedom. And so at first I thought, oh, money equals freedom, right? The more money I have, the more freedom I have. Then I thought, oh, successful business equals freedom, right? So the more of a success I am, the more freedom I have. And then I thought, oh, you know, delegation and team. If I delegate more stuff, if I have a bigger team, oh, I've got freedom. And then I thought, oh no, it's the nomadic life. If I'm traveling and I'm nomadically living with my family, I have freedom. So there's all these ways in which I define freedom. And I went through all of those pieces, right? I, you know, worked to have lots of money. I worked to have a successful business. I created a team. I lived a nomadic life. But in it, most all of those things actually produced the opposite of what I wanted. They bound me. They created more trouble than freedom. They created complication because I wasn't really looking at the context of freedom and what it meant for me. So I went deeper, like, what is my core desire? So freedom is a label for it, but what's the feeling? And I realized that for myself, what I want more than anything else is I want to be able to follow my flow, right? I want to have time and space for myself. I want independence. I want to be able to respond to my needs at every moment, right? So not serving others, not sacrificing my needs for others, not, you know, following someone else's flow, not following someone else's rules. I want to be able to decide for myself in every single moment. That is freedom to me. Well, that looks very different than what I created for years and years and years. And so all of my choices, you know, have been around the idea of wanting this impulse, this idea to follow my flow, to be free. And the deeper version of that is I just really wanted to know myself, right? I wanted to unfold deeper in myself. I wanted to be able to respond and do things so that I could understand what I needed and who I was. And so it's really interesting because when you don't go deep enough to understand what your core desire is, what you really, really want, then what happens is you create a lot of misalignment. And that's what I did. So money, successful biz, team, nomadic life, all of these things, they still were tied into pressure and having to kind of work with other people's needs and having to be pulled by other people and having a lot of responsibility. And those things in and of themselves aren't wrong. It's just the context that I was looking through. I was always thinking that if I accomplish A, B, and C, then I will have freedom. Which now I understand is that if every day I'm living my core desire, if every day I am designing my life so that I can follow my flow, so that I can unfold deeper into myself, so that I can know myself better, if I can live my life like that every day, that is my greatest desire. And so now all my goals, all of the things that I create in my business, everything that I do from this point on is about supporting that core desire. And it's a very different result. It's a very different experience. And so I wanted to illustrate that today because I think that a lot of people don't have a really solid, I guess, knowing around what their core desire is, what their impulse is, what they really want in their life, what they would do anything to create. And so sometimes it's because it's coming from a wound. Sometimes they just haven't taken the exploration. And often we just don't have another perspective of desire and vision, right? We've only been taught this one way to create, this one way to have goals. And so, you know, a couple of things I'm going to leave you with today. And then, like I said, we're going to talk about this topic for the next few weeks. So one is you really need to block out time and space to explore your desire. Don't just like sit down an hour and be like, I'm making my plan for 2021, right? No, take some real time. Take time over days, over weeks, over the month. Give yourself plenty of space and time to come back to what you explored, you know, a few days ago, and then go back and then go back. Like, let yourself cultivate and curate what you really want to create, what your real desires are, and what you want to experience next year and far beyond. So some other things. Laura and I are going to talk about desire and what that feels like. I'm going to have a very special panel of clients that are going to share what they've experienced around desire and vision and looking through the lens that I've been sharing with them for quite a long time. So you can kind of feel some people who've done this work and can share with you how different it is when you actually land it. And then I'm also going to do a live coaching session on this month in this podcast, because I want you to experience what it's like when you start to really get into that deeper core desire. So, you know, I hope that this has helped give a little foundation to the idea of desire and vision. And so here are some things you can do if you want to keep exploring. Ask yourself, what do you want? But don't just come up with the first answer, right? Don't just calculate the next answer. Sit with that. Sit with that for a day. What do I want? What do I want? And let yourself feel it. Let it arise. Let it unfold, right? So rather than a calculation, because we all can be asked that question and instantly come up with 10 things we want. And most of those are calculation, right? Or most of those are a response to something that we're feeling. Versus let something bigger unfold. What do you really want, right? It will be broad. It will be more honest,
I think we're afraid sometimes to be honest. And maybe it's because we're afraid we'll have to dismantle something. Maybe we're attached to an idea that we don't want to let go of. You know, maybe we're afraid to rock the boat of our lives. But I will tell you, from working with people who have rocked their boats, it is worth it. It is worth it to get honest and clear about what you really want. It is life-changing. So I hope this has been helpful, and I'm really excited for this month's episodes, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to The Feminine Lens. If you're a woman in business and tired of trying to operate through the traditional patriarchal lens, check out my group program. You get the chance to apply these podcast topics to your life and business. You'll find coaching, support, and new perspectives on how to grow your business with more alignment and freedom. You'll be surrounded by amazing women and transform the way you feel about your value, your voice, and the gift you are bringing to the world. Just head over to soniastatman.com. All right, see you next week.